Mike Alessi, I think DNF 2, and bummer about the DNF, you've had been steady, but that second moto, man, you kept Ryan Dungey as close maybe as you have all year, besides, of course, the moto you won.
Yeah, it was a great way to rebound after the DNF. I mean, we had some mechanical, but, you know, that's kind of how it goes. You know, it's motocross, anything can happen, and, yeah, it's bummer for sure, but we came back for a second in the moto 2 and put pressure on Dungey. Someone said, I think it was like 1.5 at the finish behind Dungey, so that's the closest I've been all year, and you know, we're just going to keep plugging along. Even the championship's over, I mean, the goal now is just try to win. I mean, obviously, it's always try to win, but nothing to lose now. Let's just try and go for the win at Steel City, and that's about all we can do now.
Track was pretty gnarly, ruddy from the rain, and we spoke after practice. You're saying, my suspension needs a little bit of work. Did you do anything, or did you find some lines out there? Or what do you attribute the increased speed to?
I was, I don't know how I could say it, but I was.
Well, qualifying was very unlike you. You know, you're normally further up there, and so it looked like you were fighting it a little bit.
I was. I mean, it was muddy this morning, and the track was, you know, really hard to ride. It was real greasy and slippery, but we made the best of it. Qualified 7th or 8th. It wasn't that great, but, you know, we bounced back, and for the second moto, it was great. You know, made some changes, and, yeah, it was just one of those days where it seemed like I'm not even going to get into the negative part. It's just it was a great day being second at second moto, and we're going to come back strong at Steel City and try and get one of these wins. I mean, that's the goal.
Did you feel like in that second moto that at some sections or some things you were going faster than Ryan? And if so, what were they?
Oh, definitely. I felt like there were sections that it's kind of like Washougal that first moto. It's like I had my areas on the track where I actually was a little faster, but then there was other sections where obviously Dungey was a little bit faster, and it made it to where we were pretty equal on the racetrack, and it definitely showed because our lap times were pretty much the same throughout the whole moto. I made a few mistakes, you know, from the 20 minute mark to 25 minute mark. I started making some mistakes and I lost a few seconds, but I actually reeled them back in, and I made a surge and put on a show for the fans right there at the end, and you know, we made them work for you for sure. We were pushing. It's just came up a little short. It's okay. And just keep working on this break and try and come back strong at Steel City.
I talked to a lot of riders today. Most guys do not like this place. A few guys, Michael Byrne for one, said liked it, and unfortunately for him, he got hurt. But a few guys say they like it. Most guys say they don't. What do you think?
You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say it's definitely a 5. It's not my worst track, but it's not my favorite track. It's just in the middle, and I'm sure that's how most of the riders would honestly feel about this place, is that, you know, it's not their worst, but not their favorite, and that's kind of how I felt.
So what's your worst?
You know, I really don't have a worst, honestly. I don't dislike any of the tracks. I believe that all the tracks are fantastic, and it definitely, you know, it shows. When you go to the races as a fan, and you go to the races, you can definitely see the difference between a national racetrack and when you come there on a local day or a local race weekend. It's a totally different track, and you know, you have to applaud a lot of the riders for being able to ride these conditions, because they're not easy. They're tough. Yeah. I mean, we race in the rain, the sun, you know, the heat, you know, pouring down rain. It's whatever it is other than lightning. We race in it, and the track's getting gnarly. And, you know, this is why it's called motocross. It's not easy for sure.
All right, man. Thanks. And, good job overall today.
Thank you. Thank you again.